ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
That man is dangerous enough to kill with his bare hands.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm proud of what I've created. It was radical.
Pedro Fernandez.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer. But before that and besides that, I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. In this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I combine boxing and mixed martial arts. The last segment of the show, we'll talk MMA. Next week, it'll be all MMA, of course, as we approach UFC in Las Vegas, the big main event of the year. I'm talking about the heavyweight championship of the world, the defending champion, the once-beaten Brazilian, Junior Dos Santos, taking on Cain Velasquez, the once-beaten young man from Silicon Valley, USA, in a rematch of their prior heavyweight title fight. So it all goes down December 29th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, we've got things happening this past week on UFC when they took to the Fox Network. The end of BJ Penn, the greatest lightweight in the history of MMA. Well, he's toast, folks. He was beaten by Rory McDonald. Rory McDonald looks like he is a future star in the world of mixed martial arts in the UFC. Circle that name. That's right, circle it. Underline it. Rory McDonald, UFC fighter of the future. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking boxing for about 40 minutes, then we'll pick it up with MMA at that point. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Guess where? On the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him weak. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what it wants, give him what it wants. Respect will come to you. And you can hold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Though he is being systematically broken down, to his credit, he is fighting back in this round.
Oh, it's a gutty show, no question about it. It's just that he gets hit too hard and too often by somebody who really knows what he's doing.
The middleweight champion of the world.
Look at the mixture of body shots, uppercuts, left hooks, right crosses, tremendous jab. There's nothing Kelly Pavlik can't do against an opponent like that. And there's knockdown number three.
And you know, none of those knockdowns came from a real clean punch to the degree where Locke's head snapped back.
Hey! How you feeling, man?
And there comes the towel from Enzo Calzacchi, who's seen enough to know that anything else is simply a risk to Lockett's health. Third round knockout. Piece of cake.
A great performance by Kelly Pavlik.
He's a hell of a fighter.
A great performance.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I made them. Yeah, I made them just like a tailor makes a suit of clothes.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll stick with boxing for this segment. And guess what, folks? We go to the East Coast and bring in the Harvard graduate. That's right. I'm talking about the fight chick. And, of course, she was the, what was it, the Harvard Independent? Is that what you were publishing back there, the Harvard, what was it called? Francis? We lost Francis?
There I'm here.
Go.
Hello.
All right. Was it the Harvard Independent? Was that the magazine you published?
Yep, that was a magazine I published in college so many years ago.
So many years, decades ago. It's been a long time since we've talked on the radio, young lady, and I miss you.
Yep, miss you too. Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, let's talk about that face planting. Of course, I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao getting planted face first in the canvas by Juan Manuel Marquez. The pack nuts have went crazy this week. I mean, they really have, and they're still in denial, and the guy was snoring. How can you be in denial when a guy's snoring?
Well, there's a certain level of fervor around Manny Pacquiao for years now that reaches almost religious levels. So it's not entirely surprising that that would be the reaction, that the disbelief followed by prayer for hours and then outrage at people who were either laughing or have been saying, I told you so for years, like us. It's not entirely surprising that that would be the reaction. It's a natural human psychology. But quite a fight. I mean, you know, Marquez went down too. It wasn't a one-sided fight. It was
true.
The most exciting fight Pacquiao, I think, has been a part of in his career that I've seen.
All right. I'm going to say this corny joke, but do you know how many Mexicans it takes to defeat the entire country of the Philippines?
Oh, God. This is going to be so racist. Go ahead. Go ahead.
One.
Ha, ha, ha.
Okay. All right. Now that we've got our racial puns out of the way, listen, the bottom line was the Filipino people, of course, very, very respectful folks for the most part. But there is a offshoot of the Pacquiao clan. I call them the right wing contingent of his party, per se.
Oh, don't blame them on the right wing. Oh,
okay.
What's
all right.
With that?
All right. So I just blame it on the insane element. Then is that it?
Yeah, the fanatics, the extreme fringe. Every group's got them. Every family's got the bad apples.
Frances Martel is our guest. Of course, she is the fight chick, folks. She's wrote a couple of columns of late on the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. And you are welcome back with open arms, not only by me, but by the readers I'm talking about, with open arms and much appreciation. I mean, I thought people were going to be throwing rocks at you, but nobody threw any rocks.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks to anyone listening who had nice things to say. I'm so glad. I took a hiatus for a couple of years, wrote about politics, started law school, did life happened, you know? Mm-hmm. And I come back and people, I wouldn't even mind if they threw rocks. I was expecting no one would even remember who I was. So the positive feedback has been wonderful, well, and I'm so glad to be back with the family.
Okay, but one guy will never forgive you. You know what for, right?
Something I said about Manny Pacquiao.
No, about calling Marvin Hagler bland. Oh, that, hey, listen, if he's listening right now, he's pulling his hair out, okay? I mean, he absolutely goes berserk over this one. He sends me emails. He's commented in the blog blog section of ringtalk.com. He's left comments. Yeah, but he will never forgive you. In fact, there's a comment on one of your articles. Read it. And he says that if you'll do this, he'll do that. So I think he's trying to negotiate a deal with the fight chick.
There's always one guy who remembers one thing that you said. And we'll repeat it in every single article. I am not a Marvin Hagler hater. I think he's a legend. I do also think that there are many more entertaining boxers to watch in the ring. That was my entire point. And this guy keeps bringing it up, which, you know, I'm glad he cares. He has he has feelings. I made him feel something. And that's really good. That's all a writer could ask for.
Okay, do you think that Manny Pacquiao, first of all, a fighter never recovers from that type of knockout. Roberto Duran was able to come back, but he wasn't put to sleep. I was there sitting in the first row in June of 1984, and he was grunting and groaning, trying to get up off the ground when Tommy Hearns knocked him out in the second round, so he wasn't asleep. But I have never seen a guy that's been snoring, where he has been laying there motionless on the canvas, come back to the upper echelons of the game after that. Can you name one? I can't.
I, off the top of my head, I can't name somebody that's gone down that bad and come back up. I mean, maybe, I'm trying to think if George Foreman ever had a knockdown like that before he came back when he was older, but I don't think so.
But George was never asleep. George was never put to sleepiness. Listen, Manny Pacquiao, to steal a line from my buddy Earthquake, the comedian, he was snoring. I mean, he wasn't moving either. And you know what? For a second there, it was a little scary for me because I said to myself, you know, this is now I'm looking at the game as a whole, and I've seen a couple of ring deaths. I've been ringside for three of them. It's a funny feeling when the Grim Reaper is circling the arena. You can sort of feel his presence, and yeah. I thought for a second that he might have been there with Manny Pacquiao, and thank goodness he was able to get up under his own power. But he was laying there motionless for a long time.
Absolutely, and I think it's a very important point to make that even though we've ribbed Pacquiao for years, we've had our fun with him, but at the end of the day, he's a boxer, and he's an athlete in the sport that we love so much, and we do have this immense respect for someone that does that for our entertainment, that risks their lives this way for our entertainment, and it is scary. You know, you want to see the guy knocked out because that's the nature of the sport as a spectator, but when you see him knocked out and he doesn't get up, and it's been a minute, and he's still there, that's a very concerning feeling.
Yep.
It's frightening. It gives you a sense of guilt. It reminds you that you're watching humans and it's not a video game, even though that's what it looks like on TV. I can't see precedent for seeing Pacquiao come back and be who he was before that fight. But Pacquiao has surprised us time and time again. Now, personally, I wouldn't want to see him even come back because I think he has so much to offer, as I wrote in my article, outside of the ring. He's a congressman. He's a TV show host. He's a comedian. He's a movie star. He's a singer. There's so much that he could do. And if he keeps accumulating that kind of damage, it's going to take a toll on him. It's going to take a toll on his family. And at the end of the day, do we really want to see him fight Marquez again for a fifth time? Is it really worth
Yeah, but the Pac fans want to. And what about him fighting this giant crab? You put a picture of him fighting a giant crab. What's going on with that?
That's a film from the Philippines called Wapak Man, which is a superhero film. And Manny Pacquiao plays Wapak Man, who's a superhero. And one of the enemies is a giant crab. I just picked that out of the trailer. There are so many great Filipino Manny Pacquiao movies and just things like media kitsch. He's the host of a TV show called Many, Many Prizes, where people go and they sing really badly, and then Manny Pacquiao gives them a car, and then he sings.
He sings really, really badly, too.
Yeah, well, exactly. He awards people who are comparable to his singing skills. And it's, you know, as a foreigner, it's really interesting to watch how he's become, what he's become as a boxer. We certainly don't have a boxer like that here. We don't even have, it's hard to think of a basketball player, you know, or a football player that reaches that level of cultural phenomenon. He's a congressman, which is unbelievable. You know, we joke around about Tim Tebow running for Congress, but we don't ever expect to see that the way that Pacquiao has done that.
Yeah, good point. We're talking with the fight chick, folks. If you hear "Who's That Lady?", it's because it's Francis Martel's national anthem. The fight chick is in the house. We're going to talk about the apparent retirement of the godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant, as we stick with Francis and we bring in Kevin Perry, KP of RingTalk.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Hey! Got to pay back!
The big payback, Manny Pacquiao got that and more. When Juan Manuel Marquez planted him face first in the canvas in the sixth round of a very competitive fight, Las Vegas was, of course, the scene, the MGM Grand, a packed MGM Grand. the Mexican fans turning out in mass for Juan Manuel Marquez, the Filipino fans staying at home. The front runners that they are, and I got to go after them to a certain extent because, you know, you were with your guy when he was knocking out old men, when he was, you know, knocking everybody dead. You were behind his side. He has one disappointing fight with Tim Bradley, a controversial fight. Some people thought he won. Some people thought he lost. Officially, he lost a split decision. The bottom line is you abandoned him at that point in time. And I think shame on you. All you pack nuts out there, you guys have never abandoned him, but there is a certain element of the Filipino people that abandoned their hero. I'm talking about Congressman Manny Pacquiao, and shame on you. But he did get planted face first, and now I've got to bring in some more Ring Talk alumni, some family members. Of course, we've got the fight chick on the line from Joyzy. She's a Joyzy girl. Of course, we're talking about Francis Martel. And now we'll bring in from the City of Angels my man, KP. And I'll never tell you what KP stands for. Kevin Perry from the City of Angels, L.A. My both riders. You both there?
Yep.
Hello.
I'm here.
All right, cool. First question for both you guys, and we'll be sexist here and let the lady go first. What do you think about the retirement of the Godfather from HBO, Larry Merchant? Francis.
Well, first of all, no one says Joyzy. Just have to correct you on that.
Okay.
We all say Jersey.
Okay.
Second of all.
Thanks, Kev.
It's been a long run. I think it's a well-deserved retirement. It's how many years has he been the face of the sport?
But he doesn't want to retire. He may come out publicly and say that he wants to. I mean, he's not losing it on air like Ferdy Pacheco. He's not calling Roberto Duran, Pedro Fernandez, and things like that. He's still sharp as a tack.
I'm sure I could find some clips where his metaphors have ventured into questionable territory, but I don't think this is a Jay Leno situation where NBC told Jay Leno, okay, we're replacing you with Conan, and then they just bought
him. Well, they're replacing him with Max. KP, Kevin Perry, Larry Merchant retiring. What do you think?
What I heard is that he's retiring, but he is going to make appearances on HBO from like now and then in regards to boxing. So he's actually not technically retiring. He's not signing another contract with HBO. So he's kind of like he's the Godfather. He could do whatever he wants, but he's just not going to be there every week.
But he's being pushed aside for Max Kellerboy. That's what's going on here. It's a changing of the guard.
Yeah, that's true. But I do think they should try to get some other guys in there. And I think this might pave the way possibly for Andre Ward to be part of the broadcast team in some capacity. And that might be a good thing to get some new blood in there. And Andre Ward is a very well-spoken guy, very articulate. And I think he'd be very good for the broadcast team. So I'd like to see them put him in there somewhere.
Well, Andre Ward must be sliding you 5 points for that endorsement there. Let's go back to Francis for just a second. We're talking with the fight chick, Francis Martel, and Kevin Perry, both of them right at ringtalk.com. That's RingTalk, ringtalk.com. Francis, the future of boxing as far as the Klitschkos are concerned in the heavyweight division, will it ever become exciting with these guys? Do they have to get knocked dead for it to become exciting, like Manny Pacquiao getting planted face first, or do they have to retire?
Well, so the interesting thing is that Vitaly Klitschko, for the first time in what I think is life, is a fascinating character right now, and it has nothing to do with boxing. He is the leader of the Ukrainian opposition right now, and he's, I don't know if you've seen pictures from the Ukrainian parliament this week. There were fist fights and just congressmen punching each other, and ministers in jail, and he's the leader of the movement against the pro-Russia majority in the Ukraine. So he's fascinating. I don't really care what he does in boxing. He hasn't done anything interesting since Lennox Lewis knocked him out.
Need that kind of stuff here in the House of Representatives. I mean, you know, trying to take away, I mean, fighting over contraception and things like this were things that we settled in the 70s, so I don't even want to go there. But the bottom line is, of course, we like to see some unity here in the United States. Now, Vitaly Klitschko is one thing. Vladimir Klitschko is another. Now, do you rate these guys? And before I go to Kevin, and I'll ask him the same question. Do you rate these guys as top 10 heavyweights as far as all time is concerned, Francis?
All time? Absolutely not. I mean, you're talking all time. You're talking about, you know,
50s, 60s, 70s, really important, really huge knockout artists. I would say probably the top 10 all-time heavyweights could knock either of them out within three rounds. I don't think that's a crazy thing to say. In terms of the last 10 years, I guess they're probably in the top 10 because who do they have to compete with? I think they just got very fortunate in terms of the time period where they're fighting.
Okay, now I know KP's got the flip side of that one. Run with it, Kevin.
So the question is, do I think they're top 10 heavyweights of all time?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so, but it's kind of hard to compare. The thing that I'm going to say here is it's very unfair to compare the Klitschkos to the fighters of the 70s and the 80s and even the 90s because the level of opposition isn't there. So, I mean, what are you comparing them to? You can't – I mean, really the thing with Vladimir you have to look at is Vladimir was knocked out by Ross Purity, who was a journeyman.
Corey Sanders, who was a golfer.
Yeah, Corey Sanders, who was a part-time heavyweight and a part-time golfer.
Full-time golfer. Hey, he couldn't train that last week before the Klitschko fight in L.A., but he played four rounds of golf.
Well, he's a puncher. I mean, you saw him in that fight. I mean, he didn't do a whole lot of moving around. I mean, he was just trying to land one shot. So,
I'd like to endorse Corey Sanders for the Boxing Hall of Fame. Just throwing that out there, the amount of laughs that he's given all of us, he really deserves a place there in history. Continue, I'm sorry.
Good point. All right, I'm going to switch subjects here. Nonito Donaire and Jorge Arce tonight. Jorge Arce's got that same guy hanging with him that supposedly he's got all these steroid issues in his background. And, of course, Nonito Donaire, one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world. Arce, I thought, was like he should be like 50 years old, but he's not 50. He's not that old. And he's coming in at 122 pounds. He weighed in naked yesterday. He used to go weigh at 112 pounds in fights and come in at 129. So he'd probably weigh about 135 for this fight. First of all, Kevin, who wins this fight, Nonito Donaire or Arce, and why?
I don't give Arce much of a shot. I mean, really, unless that guy that he's working with is helping him like he was helping some of those track athletes or baseball players or whoever he was helping out in his prior life with his prior name that he used to have, Heredia. I think he goes by Hernandez now. He's kind of a little washed up. He looks good against B-level fighters, but against I remember that fight against Vic Darchini. I mean, he took a spanking there. If he beats Nonito Donaire, I mean, this is probably the upset of the year, maybe upset of the last 5 years. I mean, Arce was a good fighter, but he's not all that much. But who knows? I mean, anything's possible. I mean, Manny Pacquiao looked like he got shot with a gun last week. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Like Earthquake said, they had to start another fight and had to dance. The fighters had to dance around Manny at that point in time. Okay, last question for you guys because I got about 2.5, maybe 3 minutes. Fighter of the Year. We'll go with the fight chick first. Who deserves to be Fighter of the Year this year? You've got Nonito Donaire. You've got Andre Ward, who spanked Chad Dawson, the light heavyweight champion, in one-sided fashion, but that was his only fight of the year. We've got Nonito Donaire. We've got Juan Manuel Marquez. And any other names you want to throw in there, Francis?
I'm going to go out on left field, and I'm going to say Austin Trout. I don't think you could take that from him. I mean, the humiliation of walking into the ring at the wrong time and the amount of money that he took and just the huge underdog status. And he really, you know, he took Miguel Cotto to school, and he's the most wanted guy right now in that division, or should be, if the boxing world was fair. I don't think you could take that away from him, even though Marquez does deserve everything that he's gotten, all the praise he's gotten for beating Pacquiao. I think that victory was really the end of an era to see Cotto end his career. He might fight one or two times, but I don't think it even counts anymore. I think Trout has really heralded in a new generation of fighters.
Austin Trout, Las Cruces, New Mexico, the WBA super welterweight champion, the man that was disrespected, she's right, treated like the Rodney Dangerfield of boxing. Fighter of the Year, KP?
It's very difficult to say. I have a couple people I'm considering. I'm just going to go out on a limb because I was kind of touting this guy earlier in the year before Marquez had that sensational knockout, Danny Garcia. And I think part of the reason I'm kind of going with him is against Amir Khan, he was a pretty big underdog in that fight. And, I mean, he was – that knockout was pretty sensational. I mean, he really showed his guts, his mettle. He came out there and he destroyed Eric Morales in the rematch. He did win the first fight. But, I mean, he put Eric Morales – I mean, he sent him way into retirement with that knockout. So, I mean, two sensational knockouts this year. I think he deserved it just for – not being somebody that was really much of a commodity last year and just coming into the spotlight. So you got to give the guy a lot of credit for putting his name on the map.
Good enough. I thank you both. I feel like I'm blessed in the presence of royalty. The Ring Talk crew is in the house, folks. We'll talk about the fight chick, Francis Martel, and the great Kevin Perry. May you both have a great weekend. You guys are both hip.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Little Tower of Power bringing us to the break. Want to say hello to the folks in the listening on the American Forces Network.
Of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. What a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy. You put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Darkest of night, with the moon shining bright, there's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Remember, it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, folks. We go east from San Francisco to the East Coast and bring in author Adam Heach, who's got a new book out on the heavyweight contender Thad Spencer. Adam, welcome to the show, sir. You there, Adam? Hello? We lost Adam. Okay, we'll look to get Adam back. We're going to talk about a book about, of course, he wrote about former heavyweight contender Thad Spencer. He was part of the 1960s mix. He was a promoter later in his tenure in his life here in California. And I understand his health is not all that good now. But, you know, Adam is of the opinion that he was a great heavyweight, could have been a greater heavyweight, could have been one of the greatest heavyweights of all time had he had the right opportunity. Of course, he was a guy that did not make the Olympic team in 1960. Instead, Cassius Clay. Who's he? The kid from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm talking about the Louisville Lip, of course. He went on to the Olympics instead. Now we take it back to the East Coast and bring in my man, Adam Heach. Adam, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Thanks for having me.
That's all right. Now take a deep breath. Everything's good. Our phone lines are together, thank God.
I'm taking a deep breath because, you know what, I was expecting it tonight. I was teaching in my class, and my students are saying, go out, take the call, and do the interview. So, anyway, yeah, deep breath.
Okay, good enough. Then we'll keep you for about 7 minutes here. Let's talk about Thad Spencer. Why did you do a book on heavyweight contender Thad Spencer?
I tell you what, on the face of it, it's not a very obvious subject, mostly because he's very unknown. I was looking about for writers, for something to write about, and I got a lot more obvious subjects, such as Cleveland Williams, even Ernie Terrell. But the more you look into it, the more you see that he did have the potential, he did have the background, but he completely disappeared. He had 15 minutes of fame, and after that was up, he completely disappeared. But there's a lot of information out there on him, and the more I dug, the more I found out about him, and the more interesting it became for me as a project.
So why do you think he belongs up there as far as an amateur was concerned with Cassius Clay in 1960? And did Cassius beat him to go to the Olympics? I don't think so.
He didn't beat him. Spencer had an outstanding record. I think it was about 127 victories. 127 fights, and he only lost maybe four or five, so that was pretty good as an amateur. He did meet Cassius, and it's very unlikely that he would have met him. Spencer was a heavyweight, and Cassius at the time was primarily fighting at light heavyweight.
Uh-huh.
At the time, Cassius went up to heavyweight, and that was primarily because his brother Rudy, who was also a heavyweight, was campaigning for an Olympic spot. So Cassius moved up for two fights. He got beaten in one, learned his lesson, and dropped down to light heavyweight. But there's no question that if Spencer had held out for another 4 months to the Olympics, he would have got the berth. I think so.
Hmm.
There was a man named Percy Price who beat Cassius that went to the Olympics, and they were just in completely, you know, different levels. Spencer was a much better boxer.
Is that the guy that ended up dying afterwards, or was it the guy that Cassius Clay fought? Somebody ended up dying in that 1960 Olympic team, I believe.
No, Percy Price was a Marine, and he stayed in the Marines as an amateur. In fact, Percy Price was the last person to beat Cassius until Joe Frazier did it many years later.
Okay. Now, I noticed...
There was a guy that he fought called Gary Joyce, who was about 235 pounds. He was much too heavy for Cassius back then.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I think that if they did meet as amateurs, most probably Spencer would have beaten him back then for two other reasons. He was a very experienced heavyweight. He has sparred with Amos Lincoln and also with a man you know very well called Eddie Machen.
Yeah, me and Eddie go back a ways. We sure do. Thank you for bringing him into the...
He's a very classic fighter, very experienced, and Eddie really showed Spencer what the game was all about.
Okay. Thad Spencer, what is he doing these days, and what is the book about? About his potential, the fact that...
It's actually about him. Spencer's the selling point, of course. But his trainer manager was Willie Ketchum, who went back to boxing early days.
Okay.
Back when it was a very exciting sport in the 1920s, when you had the gangster element all the way up through the 40s and 50s, when it was on TV and a very, very big sport. So Willie fought the two men. Before they came together, Willie Ketchum really wanted that heavyweight.
He trained lots of fighters to win championships, but he never had a heavyweight. The last big fighter that Ketchum handled in the late 50s, early 60s was Davey Moore. Mm-hmm. And Davey Moore, as you might recall, died, unfortunately, in the ring, fighting Shooter Lima.
Yep.
And Willie Ketchum just dropped out of the sport after that, just too upset over the death and all the calls to ban boxing. So he began to hear about this heavyweight in Los Angeles, Spencer, who's been handled at the time, believe it or not, by Joe Willis, who promoted two of his fights. Strom looked like an outstanding prospect. He came back specially out of retirement just to handle that one fighter, Spencer, who he thought was going to go all the way.
The book is called The Name of the Game, Thad Spencer, Willie Ketchum, and the Quest for the Heavyweight Championship of the World. Adam Heach is the author, of course. It's in paperback right now. Now, Pugil Libre has got some signed autographs, but you're on Amazon.com if people want to get a copy of the book, right?
That's right. On Amazon, either one. If you want to get autographs, Juan Marshall will be happy to send you a copy.
Okay. Now, real quick, what's Thad doing these days, and what kind of condition is he in? Because the last time I saw Thad, I take that back, I saw him a couple of times afterwards, but one of his sons pulled a gun on me one time.
I heard that, and I'm going to guess which son it was based on the information I have. Now, he had two sons. One actually was a pretty talented athlete. He played briefly in the NFL, and that was Todd. But the youngest son is probably the son you're looking after him and the one you had the running called Lance. And I'm kind of guessing he's the one you had a bad experience with. I'm not sure if you know the names, but it's probably Lance, because Todd had a little bit more sense.
For a lousy $300, I was doing a fight show in Vallejo, California, and the paramedics weren't there, so the fight car was delayed 2.5 hours. I had to go into the ring every 15 minutes to try to soothe the crowd that was getting a little upset. Finally, the paramedics showed up. The fight car went on, and when I went to get paid at the end of the night, I went into the office there in Vallejo, I think it was the fairgrounds, and Thad Spencer's son pulled a gun on me, and that sort of persuaded me not to get paid that night. Evidently, I will say this, though. Cameron Duncan, who got me the gig, a boxing manager, did make good on the $300, so I want to thank Cameron for that. Can't thank him for anything else. And, Adam, I want to thank you for your time today. I will push the book along with Ron Marshall. I thank you so much for your contributions to boxing and Thad Spencer, this and that. But how's Thad doing?
He's not so good. For the last couple of years, it's pretty much, dementia has been kicking in. So he's been looked after by his son, but that's pretty much his first venture in terms of promoting, which is what he used to be doing.
Contact sports, folks. Football?
Yes.
Mixed martial arts, boxing. The risk of pugilistic dementia and Alzheimer's is greater in these athletes than any other athletes in the business. Adam, we hope to have you back real soon. I want to wish you the best, and we'll be pushing the book on the website, ringtalk.com.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much.
All the best to you. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Next up, we talk mixed martial arts, but first, the Cornelius brothers and Sister Rose from back in the day.
Everywhere, as she told me, it can break your heart, and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980.
Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now, this won't hurt up yet.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Tough to break into the Godfather of Soul there, James Brown. Saw him come on stage one time at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, California. I've told this story before, but it's one of my great fables. I was at a Tower of Power party backstage, and instead of going out the right door, I went out the wrong door and sort of went out via the stage. And there James Brown was getting ready to go on as the main event. And he was standing there, and they brought out a mirror, and they put up a mirror to make sure his hair was perfect. They put this fur jacket over his collar, over his shoulder. He went to step out onto the room. And now the Godfather of Soul, and he stepped out onto the stage of the Paramount Theater. That was circa 1999, 2000. Of course, Brent Carter and the Tower of Power, they were together. He was lead singer back then. Man, those were the days. James Brown on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Well, time to talk MMA. Last week, we was rocking, folks. I'm talking about Seattle, Washington's very own Benson Henderson retaining the UFC lightweight championship, 155-pound championship. Of course, in boxing, it's 135. In MMA, it's 155. And he retained that title with a unanimous nod over Nate Diaz. It was 50-45 twice and 50-43. One judge gave Nate Diaz, gave Benson Henderson two 10-8 rounds. It was a dominant performance for the big, lanky, long champion at 155. And I think that at 155, he's got a long title run. But I've said that about other guys in MMA. And then there's so many different ways to lose, you know, and win, that you really can't handicap MMA like you can boxing. Also on the same card, maybe the end of an era, a crossroads fight of sorts for Mauricio Shogun Rua, the former UFC light heavyweight as 205-pound champion, losing a unanimous nod to Alexander Gustafsson, the Swede, now fighting down in San Diego, California, won a unanimous nod. Rua had his moments, but, you know, he's had two tremendous wars, the war with Brandon Vera this year, the war last year with Dan Henderson. I mean, these are fights that take time off of your career. Okay, and I think time was taken off Rua's career, and he tried in spurts last week, but the tall, lanky Swede, 6'4", 205 pounds, with long legs and long arms, hard guy to beat, evidently, John Jones, the also 6'4", 205-pound champion out of Atlanta, GA, the UFC light heavyweight champion. Evidently, him and Gustafson have got a date in 2013 if Jones can hold on to the title. Of course, Jones has been talking about a catchweight fight, possibly with Anderson Silva, but Anderson Silva is trying to be mentioned. They're trying to put him into a catchweight fight with Georges St-Pierre, the UFC welterweight champion. Of course, Anderson Silva, the UFC middleweight champion, 185 pounds, the GSP, Georges St-Pierre, the Canadian icon. Of course, he was just a winner a couple of weeks ago over Carlos Condit in his first fight back in over a year. He is the UFC welterweight, 170-pound champion. They're trying to get him and Anderson Silva together at 178. And for GSP, I say, no way, Holmes. You take that fight, and I think you're losing. Now, seriously, I mean, that is not a good fight to take. No way, no how. I told you last week it was the end of an era, more or less. I'm talking about BJ Penn losing, and it was a bit sad. Rory McDonald coming out and just totally dominating the former prodigy, the man that, you know, he never looked like a fighter per se, except for the cauliflowered ears. You wouldn't know that BJ Penn was never in a fight. I mean, he looked that clean, and he wasn't a cut up guy. He was sort of soft looking, but he got the job done, and he might be the greatest lightweight in UFC or MMA history to this point in time, but he was beaten like a drum by Rory McDonald in the UFC on Fox card. So I want to wish Rory McDonald the best in his future because he looks like a future star, and I wish BJ Penn the best. He can retire and run that gym, the BJ Penn UFC gym over there in Hawaii, and best of luck and good times in your retirement. Mike Swick lost. He was coming back. Of course, he had won one comeback fight, coming back from an illness, and Matt Brown, man, took him out. TKO 2, that was the bottom line in that one. And I have to say that it's the end of an era for Mike Swick because he had come back from health issues, and it looks like he's not going to be able to fight in the upper echelon of the UFC anymore. So I wish him the very best. And it's you know, the door is open and it closes in MMA faster than it does in any other sport in the world. Pro football, you last about 3.7 years, okay? In MMA, I think it might be a little bit less than that. I don't know the exact stats. All right, this guy's name I'm going to have problems with, but the UFC was on Fox on FX last night. Take that back, FX cable. Of course, George Sorry-Palopoulos was a loser. He was a favorite, but he lost to Ross Pearson. It was a TKO in the third round of a five-round fight. Of course, the main event on FX. Any UFC main event is five-minute rounds. Anything not a main event or a title fight or a title eliminator is 3 5-minute rounds. Also on the card, folks, Hector Lombard, of course, the Bellator fighter that came over from the Bellator Fighting Championships. He won TKO in round number one over Rossimo Pajares. Lombard was a major disappointment in his very first time in the UFC, losing a fight, I think, to Tim Botch about 3 months ago. And, of course, tonight, the UFC, the Ultimate Fighter 16 finale on FX Cable, folks. Roy Nelson in the main event, of course, taking on Matt Patron in the Battle of the Coaches. Colton Smith on the card. Pat Barry taking on Shane Del Rosario. Pat Barry, one of our favorites. Dustin Poirier and Jonathan Brookins. It's all on FX Cable tonight, the Ultimate Fighter 16. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Catch a Saturday and Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.